It's top five at five.
5 o'clock, quitting time on this Monday. Top five at five. Brought to you by my bookie. Whatever's happening tonight, college basketball, Big Ten. Basketball is probably what's all that's going on Monday. It's some ACC basketball. Get your bets in tonight. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Knoxville. Let's go to the news desk with walk-on John Tyler. John, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, thanks, Russ.
No problem.
I called you Russ. You don't even care.
I don't.
Okay, well, number one, career-high 25 points from junior John Fulkerson wasn't enough to lead Tennessee basketball team past South Carolina as the Vols fell 63-61 inside Colonial Life Arena Saturday. Tennessee's 20 turnovers proved costly. The loss was the first for UT against South Carolina since the 2016-2017 season. Tennessee returns to action when it hits the hardwood at TBA for a Tuesday night clash with in-state rival Vanderbilt. Tip-off is set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the SEC Network.
I'm excited for it. It's an early game. I'll take it. Better than the 9 o'clock game.
Who's doing voluntary action? John?
Yeah, John and Hayden.
No.
Hayden.
Spent a lot of time with John Reed lately.
It's dangerous. You have.
Are you a Reed's rancher? It's okay. You are, aren't you?
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a sheep. A Reed sheep.
No one's a sheep.
What do they call themselves?
The ranch gang.
The ranch gang?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for Hayden.
Yeah. Good for Hayden.
You're paying to be on the radio with John. All right, number two.
Aw. Number two, Tennessee football rides
the momentum. I love Hayden.
Number two, Tennessee football rides the momentum of a 6-game win streak, the second longest active streak among Power 5 programs, into the 2020 campaign. Season tickets are now available, and Director of Athletics Philip Fulmer has announced that pricing has not increased from last year. Shocker. As part of Fulmer's,
kind of is shocking.
I know. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, for real. As part of Fulmer's push for affordable options, the 2020 price for no donation required seating, which is located in the stadium's south upper deck, has decreased from $360 to $300. So now, if you buy those no donation required seating season tickets, you'll be able to afford to get two beers with the extra money you're saving.
Closer to three, but it's $60 off.
That's pretty good.
$300 for Alabama, Florida. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah. You could sell those and make your money back just for the Alabama game. Probably.
You better buy them now, because if Tennessee somehow beats Oklahoma.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, that is a really good point. Now. Yeah. I'm seriously contemplating. As my brother has our family season tickets that we've had forever.
Yeah.
And he lives in Nashville and I think he's kind of tired of, coming in all the time.
The times have been wacky too.
My nephew's getting ready to start UT, so he was one that always wanted to come, and he's going to have tickets anyhow now. So,
yeah.
But I've kind of thought about taking him back over from him simply because Tennessee is trending up.
Trending.
And it would be good. The fall pass is a good idea too.
It would be good to, because I'll tell you, when we are good, you guys don't remember it because you're too young. You do?
I do. The 90s, you couldn't get a ticket.
Mm-mm.
Ever. It was impossible.
It's wild. And I was at every game, and then I just stopped going. 2001, I went Georgia, the Hobnail Boot game, and then I went to the Butch Missouri game when they both had like 700 yards of offense. Mm. Was that 16?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was horrible.
Remember those days. When was your first game at Neyland Stadium, Bear?
Me?
What was your first game? Yeah.
Honest to God, it was, I barely remember it, the Larry Sievers Clemson game. I was tiny. And I went with my dad and a buddy of his from the Ag campus, Dr. Orr. Mm. I remember it was one of the happiest memories of my life, seriously, sitting in between them.
Yeah.
I was 1988.
Just the whole year?
Yeah, we went to like four games that year.
Oh, okay.
I was 3 years old. Yeah, it was father, son.
That's probably around that age. So.
See, mine was 94 or 95 when we played Washington State. Peyton, we won 10-9.
Yeah.
Sat on the 50-yard line, like row 40.
Was that Peyton's freshman year? That would have been 94.
I think it was 95. I feel like it was 95. I don't think it was 94.
Only beat them 10-9?
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting game.
Yeah. I remember it. I remember walking through the tunnel and coming out into the stadium and being like, just in awe. Just in awe.
My favorite memory is probably, well, whatever. Let's finish it up.
Number three, the ACC announced Monday that it supports a proposal from the Big Ten that would allow undergraduate student athletes in all sports to transfer once without sitting out of competition for 1 year. The current rule mandates that undergraduate transfers in football, men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and hockey must receive a waiver from the NCAA to be eligible immediately. Players in the remaining sports are allowed to transfer without sitting out currently.
Smart move by the ACC. Now we'll see if it gets kind of any way with
and
the NCAA.
And this is what the Big Ten was planning on doing as well.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
So they're following suit. Now we'll see what happens with the Pac-12 and the SEC. The SEC will have their meetings in Destin next month.
Venture to say that the SEC is probably not in favor of this one.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Probably not.
Stun everybody with Nick Saban. Yeah, I agree to this.
Yeah. Number four.
Saban's not going to go for it.
Yeah, no.
Number four, ESPN has released its preseason college football FPI. They've ranked Tennessee number 19. Other schools of interest, Oklahoma number 3, Bama 4, Texas A&M 8, Georgia 10, Florida 11, LSU 12, and Auburn 15.
Is Texas in there?
That's a great question. Texas is number 7.
Yeah, okay. That's how much I've...
So right now, how many of the top 10 do we play right off the bat? Four?
One, two, three. And then Florida's 11, so...
We'll count them. They'll end up...
So Oklahoma, Bama, Georgia.
Fantastic!
Three, four, and 10.
It's going to be a fun year, no matter what.
We're Georgia at home, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know that
it's
Tennessee,
a great year to have tickets.
You know Tennessee plays... And I think it... No, Georgia's...
It's away.
Georgia's away in November.
It's a shame.
I think it's this year. Don't we play Furman? Didn't Tennessee play Furman this year?
No, I think it's next year.
Is that next year?
It's okay. Not this year. I don't think we
I forgot Furman which one Bristol did. Bristol decided to do a race the same day that Tennessee has a home football game. It's either this year or next year. Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I was reading about it earlier. All right, keep going. Number five.
Number five, the Cleveland Cavaliers and coach John Beilein have discussed the possibility of him stepping down as early as this week. The Cavaliers are the worst team in the Eastern Conference, sitting at just 14-40 at the All-Star break. Beilein
did
has
he
had
make a,
mistake
by leaving?
Oh, yeah. He's made a huge mistake. He's had a number of issues, including calling his players on his team a bunch of thugs.
Yeah.
It's not been a good look for
him. I think, unfortunately for him, when his son got fired from Niagara University before the season even started because of some personal issues, I think that's kind of taken up most of his time this year.
I would say if I was him, I would run back to college basketball as fast as humanly possible.
Hell, if you get fired. Go ahead, Aiden.
He has a 5-year contract.
Hey,
by the way, we do play Furman this year.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So that's the year.
Wow.
Okay.
George Quarles.
Yeah.
Maryville's own.
That's
back.
The Bristol night race. Tennessee decided to play.
Charlotte home, Oklahoma, and Norman.
Yeah.
Furman, Florida, Mizzou.
Furman.
So Mizzou's filling in that
the Georgia slot. Yep.
Then South Carolina, Alabama, and now Arkansas is on Halloween.
You play South Carolina before Alabama this year.
I wish we played Florida later in the year instead of Georgia.
That'll never happen.
No. But
what weekend's a Florida game on?
It's always usually like the second or third of September.
September 26th.
So it's the last one.
But they moved the Bristol race back this year because it used to be like August 19th, and now they moved it to September 19th.
Yeah, they had to because they had some scheduling conflicts with other tracks.
And they moved Bristol into the Chase, right?
Yes, they had some scheduling conflicts. So, they moved it around to fit them. Like Atlanta. Like, usually Atlanta is right after Daytona, but now Atlanta's at the end of March.
Get to see George Quarles in Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Tweet, what's up, man?
Boys, you better hope Mike White does enough to not lose his job.
Oh, man.
Because if they hire Beilein, you can kiss it goodbye.
No, just bring back Billy Donovan.
I would much rather them hire Beilein than go money whip Billy Donovan back out of the NBA, which I don't see that happening. But
I don't either.
Florida doesn't intimidate me in basketball. Tweet. I don't sweat them.
They have back-to-back national championships.
Yeah, and what is the unique thing about those back-to-back national champions? championship seasons.
Well, Tennessee beat them.
Yeah.
We used to beat those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which made no sense.
Was it?
Which means we under.
We didn't just beat them. We beat them up. That was the game where
did Bradshaw elbowed.
But those Bruce. No, I wasn't. Weren't they?
Yeah, that was C.J. Watson. He knocked. Yep. What's his face? Sissy boy.
Joakim Noah.
Was it Noah?
Yeah,
Joakim Noah.
He broke his grill.
Mm.
Great.
I mean now, if you pulled that stunt now, he'd be suspended probably for. They might put him out for a year for a move like that. It was damn
just
near.
Elbows up.
Yeah, I mean it was. I don't know, man. It was really close to being a Hakeem Olajuwon kind of territory.
Jeez.
I mean, he elbowed
he
the
Rudy
guy.
Tom Johnovich him. You remember Rudy T?
Oh man,
I mean, he didn't come right out and break his face, but I mean, he at least had a shred of plausible deniability about what his intentions were. But
he went down like a bad habit too. I don't remember that being.
Well, John, typically, if you get your teeth knocked out, speaking from experience, you kind of go down. It's definitely what you'd call an attention getter, John.
Ooh, I just saw it on YouTube. Ouch! Yeah, that he's getting thrown out of that game. If that was now,
oh yeah.
Which team did Jason Williams play for? What year was that? Was that around that time?
It was 96.
Yeah, he was like a 1 year flash in the pan and was gone. White chocolate.
Oh, he played for for NBA?
Or college.
No. College. He played for Florida, did he not? He had like 20-some points against Kentucky, and that was about it.
Randy Moss's guy? His buddy?
Yes, Jason Williams played. I'm pretty sure he played a year for Florida.
He played for Marshall.
No.
It's the same one.
And Florida. Randy Moss played for Marshall in 95 to 96, and then Florida 97 to 98.
Didn't he shoot somebody with a shotgun?
Who?
Jason Williams? I'm thinking of somebody else.
Jason Williams was the real deal, man.
No, that's the other Jason Williams.
Yeah.
That's black Jason
He played for
Williams,
the Nets.
Not white Jason Williams.
Yeah. He killed his chauffeur, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not funny. That's what
it's
he did.
He got I guess
he honestly should have gone to jail for the rest of his life. He murdered that guy.
Yeah, he did.
Man. I think he spelled it different, though.
White Jason Williams,
white
though.
White Jason Williams spelled it with a Y.
He's the man.
He was fun. That was one of the few reasons I got into the NBA was watching that King team that Shaquille O'Neal called the Queens.
Tweet, what else on your mind, brother?
Nothing. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, buddy, it's good to hear from you. Have a good day. Let's take a break. Coming up next, I don't know, I guess I'll just call Russell and see what he's up to, see how he's doing. I'm sure he's got something to talk about when it comes to Tennessee basketball. Talk to him coming up next as Daytona rolls on, lap 20 of 65 in Stage 2. Denny Hamlin's your leader, followed by Truex, Kyle Busch, and Eric Jones. Be back on the other side. It's Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
Drive rolls on, Fox Sports Knoxville on this Monday. Caution flag is out at Daytona. As we roll on here, bringing on the show host who's he's dealing with a little sickness, but you know what? He's powering through, and I'm glad he could join us today, and we love him, and we miss him. Mr. Russell Smith joins us. Hello, Russell.
Well, I'm not really powering through. If I were powering through and joining you, I'd be there.
Well, you're powering through by being on the damn phone.
Hashtag pray for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Smith, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to extend the professional courtesy because, you know, I've sent, I think each of you guys, with the exception of John, home before.
You never sent
me home. And you're
always
grumbly about it. So, yes, I have.
When?
So I didn't want to be the guy who's like, I tried to keep you from going in today. You were talking about how sick you were.
Well, I am, but I'm not contagious. So you had already.
What do you have? The cooties or something?
No,
that is contagious. What do you?
No, huh?
Yeah, like
you
knew.
No,
are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm just having. Got a really bad. I've got some personal medical issues
going on.
You know.
You got the clap or something, Bear? I mean, do you need a shot of penicillin? Are you okay? Well,
you know I'm detoxing off caffeine. You really want to go here with me, big boy? Or do you want to talk to John and Trey?
Clap, clap, clap.
I mean, this call is going to go one of two ways right now, my friend.
Flush him.
No.
No, I'm not flushing Russell.
flush me, I'll hang up on you.
Right, exactly. What's the point?
When you guys a favor calling you, gracing you with my presence.
Hey, man, I've put the hashtag this, out there, pray for Russ, just so you know.
What's this hot? I've heard you had some hot take on Rick Barnes in the basketball game for the other night.
I mean, not necessarily on Barnes or the game, but really, I'm disgusted with the treatment of Coach Barnes by some of our so-called fans. And, you know, I've been listening to the radio, some of our callers, even some of our hosts, who will remain nameless. Trey. But
there's four people in the damn room. Who are you talking about?
There's other shows on the station.
Not necessarily the show.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But, I mean, these mouth breathers act like just because he's making $5 million a year, he ought to be able to heal the sick. Like, he ought to be able to cure cancer or something. I mean, it's not his fault that his best player coming into the season, his team leader, had a freak shoulder injury. There's nothing he can do about it. It's not his fault that the guy who might have been his replacement, who might have been the second best player, the five-star we signed, came in with a groin injury that evidently is never fully healed. Like, that's not on Rick Barnes. So the fact that we even have a winning record at this point, given everything that's gone wrong so far, is, to me, a minor miracle. And some of y'all dullards act like Barnes is sitting around drunk, scratching his balls, watching Andy Griffith reruns instead of coaching his team. It's disgraceful.
Well, name names then.
It's I don't have to name names. You know who I'm talking about, Bear. And it's the same kind of foolishness that made Konzo Martin want to leave here. And I'm not mad at all that he left, okay? It's the principle of the matter. I'm not mad that Konzo left because we got Barnes. But, like I say, it's the principle of the matter. And we are lucky, you know, Barnes is probably too old to be run off by the loudmouth, ignorant minority of our fan base. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I'll tell you who isn't. And that's our football coach, Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know that he is elite. I don't think anyone knows yet. But if he turns out to be who we all hope he is, he'll take off at the first chance he gets because he's not from around here. He's not one of us, man.
Right.
Some of y'all knuckle draggers will be pissing and moaning the first time he goes 9-3 instead of 10-2. And if he gets to that point, he's just going to leave. So, I don't know. I'm disgusted about it. Like, whining about the officiating, as if Barnes hasn't been whining about the officiating and Barnes' response to the officiating, as if he hasn't been critical of the officials in the past. Do the names Anthony Jordan, Mike Nance ring a bell? I mean, what difference does it make whether or not he whines about the officiating call, the Fulkerson block charge? What does it matter? Not going to go back and change it. We lost the game.
I mean, I agree. No, I get it. Here, and a lot of people have been. I had a couple people ask me, Russ, why did you put the video out of the charge and how'd you categorize it? Well, first of all, we didn't get a replay during the game. Second of all, you've said this, I've said this. I don't even know if we have a clear definition of what a charge is right nowadays. And
what, well, now? Here's the thing, though, Trey. They said at the beginning of the year it was going to be. You know, when they say. Point. They talk about it on the broadcast. They'll say it's going to be a point of emphasis this year for the officials. And pretty much everything I heard, if you duck your shoulder and initiate the contact, then, you know, they're going to call it.
I'm not disagreeing. I think what I'm saying is all around college basketball, because the play against the charge called against Euros in the first half when Boyd was in the cylinder. They call that a charge on Euros, but the guy flopped 3 feet back, and he's in the cylinder. So, I mean, you know, one way to look at a charge call, and there's another way to not look at it. And I just, everybody knew the spin move was coming, so, you know, to me, it just
was kind of a bonus. I mean, you guys know me. I've never been whine about the officials guy. Like, to me, that's the weakest take of all time. And I actually think Barnes gets a pretty good whistle from the officials compared to some of the guys we've had here in the past, including some of y'all's savior, Bruce Pearl, who looked pretty good over the weekend, by the way, didn't he? And yeah, so, he did. Like, to me, it's not about the official. Like, we didn't lose that game because of Pat Adams and his terrible crew.
No, man. You lost the game because in the last 5 minutes you couldn't score a basket.
We couldn't make a play.
Yeah.
We couldn't make a play. We had three opportunities to win that game on offense in the final minute or so of the game, and we could not make a play. We couldn't even, like, have a possession without turning the ball over. So, I guess that's Barnes' fault, too, you know? It's just, man, I mean, you know, you have to think about, every time I get mad and think, man, how disappointing it is that we're probably not going to the NCAA tournament this year, I have to check myself and say, yeah, but Lamonte Turner, how many other teams in the country that are going to be in the tournament, when they released that bracket of 68 teams, how many teams out of those 68 do you think would be there if you took their best player away for pretty much the entire season? Because I don't even really count the dozen or so games he played in, because he wasn't himself. He was playing with one arm tied behind his back. How many teams of those 68 do you think still make it if you take away their best player for the entire season? Half? Maybe half? Maybe 20? I don't know, man. That number's going to be pretty darn low.
I mean, you saw what happened to Auburn. I can't remember the kid's name, the kid that has a hamstring injury. I mean, he goes out, he's their best player, and they immediately lose to – who was it they lost to last week?
What, Missouri?
Somebody – yeah.
You talking about this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, Missouri.
Missouri by double digits. So, I mean, you can't do it. And then you – you know, we were talking earlier, Russ, you take your – you know, we lost our five starters and our sixth man at the beginning of this year.
I mean, it's been a frustrating year. Everything that could have gone wrong pretty much has gone wrong up to this point, but we've also seen some of that trademark Rick Barnes player development. The recruiting has definitely picked up the past couple of years. We all know what's coming in next year, but you know, every now and then you got to eat a poop sandwich in life, right, Bear? Every now and then it just serves you up something like that, and that's what we're getting served up this year.
I mean, that's part of life for us. It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, also this Tennessee team could have 7 to 10 wins on the season. It could look even worse. So, gotta be happy with what you got with the way things are going. I think that's a, in my opinion, a good way to put it. I mean, you know, you're still sitting. You're not at the bottom of the SEC. You're in that midpoint. You know, things could be a lot worse than where you're at right now. So you just got to take it in stride. You got to see what you can do for the last 6-7 games of the year, trying to win a game in the SEC tournament. Then, you know, you leave it up to them. And if you don't,
I mean, you know, we've squeaked out wins this year before. We squeaked out a win against that team at home against South Carolina. We squeaked one up against VCU earlier in the year. We squeaked one out on the road against Alabama. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, that's the other thing I see. It's like Rick Barnes just bad in close games. It's like, what are you talking about, man? You don't win 700 games or whatever he's up to in his career. You don't know how to manage a close game. You know, is he the best in the world at that? No, but he's pretty damn good. And the way we like to sometimes just highlight and obsess over the negatives and pretend as if the positives don't exist is, I mean, it's sad sometimes, but I think anybody looking at the 10,000 foot view, and again, I say it's the, you know, loudmouth minority of our fan base. Most people love Rick Barnes, man. That's why Philip Fulmer and Randy Boyd opened up the checkbook to get him to stay, because they realize what a great fit he is here, how much he relates to our fans, our fan base relates to him. We're selling out that arena on a pretty consistent basis. He's recruiting. Our guys aren't embarrassing our, you know, community off the court. It's a great situation, man. We've seen a lot worse coaches Rick Barnes roll through here, and we've seen a hell of a lot worse teams than the one we're putting on the court right now. We've seen teams with maybe better talent than is on this roster perform at a lower level here in Knoxville over the past 30, 40 years. So, man, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but and here's the other thing, guys, is like, it's not even over yet this year. You know, you got Vanderbilt at home next week. We'll see what happens, and you're going to have opportunity to win some pretty huge games down the stretch. I'm probably not betting on it happening, but the fact that we are still mathematically like alive for the possibility of a tournament berth this late in the season is pretty damn impressive to me. It sucked to lose South Carolina.
Well, it does. Take care of business tomorrow. Find a way to try to win four games here to wrap up the regular season. And, hey, anything can happen when it comes to tournament time. We all know that. Get into the SEC tournament. Get yourself a nice little seed where you're not playing on Wednesday night. Make sure you're playing on Thursday night or Friday. And if that plays out, then goes to show. The SEC as a whole this year is just not that damn good. And I think it's starting to show with some of these games that you're seeing, some of these scores around the country. And in my opinion, anybody can beat anybody. Ole Miss blew away a lead in Lexington on Saturday. You know, Alabama up by 25 over LSU at one point on Saturday. You know, Missouri beating Auburn. I just think the SEC is so out of whack this year that get to tourney time and anything can happen. So we'll see, Russ.
We shall see. It'll be interesting, man. And when does spring practice start, Trey?
Oh, I guess early first week of March. It hasn't officially been announced yet, but it's going to start.
First week of March?
Well,
they spread it out. I mean, how many practices do they get?
First 12 days of March, you'll see the first spring practice.
And then they kind of – he kind of stretches it over the month, and then
I don't
want to
give you a day when
early April.
I'm pretty sure I know the day, but I don't want to give you a day. But let's just say the first 12 days of March, they'll be their first practice. I think they'll
go, man.
Right?
Did y'all see that tweet where they said it's Tennessee will have like the projected number three defense in the country? I think there's like nobody followed that Twitter account, but I choose to believe.
Do you just search out? Do you just search out the sheep online on Twitter?
I don't have to search it out, Trey. It comes to me. Pops up on the line.
That's a good point.
I like it. I agree with it. Yes.
So you agree with Tennessee number 19 in the FPI from ESPN?
I mean, number 19 overall sounds about right to me. I mean, you know, you can go 8-4 if those four losses are Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
I won't be happy.
Well, you won't, but you're one of the idiots I've been talking about. I mean, that's a
decent
season.
Whoa.
Because all four of those teams will probably finish ranked ahead of you.
Yeah.
It's actually a good point, besides the idiot thing.
What's a bad loss? If those are the four losses, what's a bad loss? What are you going to be mad about?
I'd be mad about losing any of those four chumps.
You're going to be a significant underdog in all those games.
I don't care. I got a feeling about the Alabama game this year, bro.
You got a feeling about the Alabama game, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Mark,
see what kind
now.
Of feeling you have about an hour or so after that ball game on voluntary reaction. I think I've heard that feeling before. You leave that feeling on voicemails regularly during the fall. We're all familiar with that feeling, Bear.
Fine, Russ.
Hey, Russ, what about Tennessee baseball up to a 3-0 start, 45-4 outscoring Western Illinois? Play Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah, we should play Eastern Illinois like 50 times, just every game. That would be awesome. I don't know, man. I love those uniforms they wear yesterday, the cream.
Is.
With the cursive, oh, it's so beautiful, man. Coach Meatstick, shout out to those guys for getting the sweep, breaking out the broomsticks over the weekend, and hopefully they keep things rolling over there at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Go over there, enjoy yourself a cold beer, and watch some Big Orange baseball.
That's for damn sure. Russ, buddy, we hope you get to feeling better. If you make it out of the ICU, we'll see you tomorrow. If not, buddy, hope you have a good rest of your evening.
Whoa. What's wrong with you, Russ, since you want to put my business on Front Street? What's wrong? What ailment do you have today? You don't sound stopped up.
A little cold, man. A little sore throat. A little drainage. I mean,
you sound like you could call the Super Bowl.
Are you enjoying Daytona?
I actually did not know they're doing that right now.
Yeah, they're doing the Daytona at this moment.
Just crossed halfway, man. Denny Hamlin in the lead.
Is anybody wrecked yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've had a monster crash already.
How's Dick Trickle doing?
They're running 69th, I think.
Nice. Where's Harry Gant?
No idea. Probably already at the bar. Goodbye, Russell. Have a great day. Let's take a break. We come back. We're going to draft Philly. 37 out of 65 laps completed. Stage 2. Denny Hamlin, Stenhouse running 1-2 at Daytona. We're back on the other side. It's a drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
The drive in your house. Make a sandwich, eat it, and throw the cheese wrapper on the floor. This is the drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville. The drive rolls on. It's like they're driving down in Daytona right now. Trying to listen to car audio during the break. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Philly joins us this afternoon. Philly, good afternoon there, sir.
What's up, Trey?
Just living the dream, buddy. How about you?
Well, hanging in the house of Bear and John done.
Bear is okay. John is here.
Yeah. Well, why didn't y'all flush W about 10 or 15 minutes earlier? I mean, if he's sick, what's he wasting time calling in? I don't understand it.
I don't have flush controls. That would be
well, Bear's got them.
Yeah, Bear's got it over there.
Well, the Bear didn't get even all the abuse he's been taking all of these dang years.
Oh, yeah. It happens, right?
Bear's not feeling good today.
He's not?
Nah. Poor feller.
Yeah, but I keep him to work.
He's watching the race?
Yeah, pretty much.
Philly, what up with you, brother?
I'll talk a little Tennessee basketball today. You know, as bad as Tennessee basketball is this year, this season may end up being better than the football season. We sit there and crawl about our 8-5, who we beat, nobody's any good.
Oh, you're talking about just overall the team, team played with the injuries that they've had?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that if Garantano went down, Tennessee would have better chances of winning next year, but he's going to be behind center come first game.
It's a hard way to go. I don't think you're going to win. Here's the thing. If you didn't start Garantano, you're not – I don't know how many games in September and early October you're going to win. But if you start Garantano, I think from right now, without spring practice, without seeing anything – I mean, I've heard that Harrison's out there throwing with the receivers and all that good jazz, but I'm not going to sit here and try to puff out something when all they're doing is just throwing in workouts. I mean,
yeah,
most quarterbacks over there can throw a good damn ball. And if somebody wants to give you some nut, well, Harrison Bailey's over there at facility. Man, he's really whipping that ball in the receivers. Well, that's what he's supposed to do. What else? But I will say, I think Garantano might give them a better shot from a veteran standpoint to go into Oklahoma and get a win compared to Maurer or Harrison Bailey this early on.
Okay.
But if they feel like Harrison Bailey, though, comes out in spring, has a good spring, has a good summer, a good fall, they believe in him, you roll with him.
I don't think they will.
No.
That's why I just said Jordan Bowden and Alvin Schlepp and Garantano beating Oklahoma.
Yeah, Philly, I'm on you on that one. I don't think, even if Harrison Bailey beats out Garantano, I don't think anyone starts other than Garantano.
Well,
Pruitt has an obsession with that guy.
I don't understand it myself. I mean,
call it an obsession. I think you guys sometimes get a little bit. I think this could be a deal where if he starts if Harrison shows up and he's able to, get enough of the offense in and we just start seeing a repeat of the past couple of years with Garantano. I mean, it's not like Pruitt's been afraid to pull him.
I agree. And go back to last year. If Tennessee doesn't have a Garantano, they're not beating Mississippi State, they're not beating Missouri, and they're not beating Kentucky.
Yeah, but I'll maintain if Tennessee had a legitimate quarterback last year, they could have gone 9-3.
10-2.
What do you think about that?
No, I
hope Garantano learns how to throw the ball on time. Like, I want him to succeed. That means we'll succeed. But I don't think he ever – I think that's just who he is. He cannot throw the ball on time.
John, this is year 5. Can he throw a screen pass?
No, he cannot.
Year 5, he can't throw a screen pass.
Nope.
I can do that, and I can't even play quarterback.
See Philly out there?
I think there's more to the situation than just throwing screen. And I get it. I understand it completely.
This is the first time that he's been under the same OC for 2 years.
Yeah,
I think Utah called in. I figured it was since Buck Pearl got beat, he'd call in and eat some crow today.
He's fully enraged on Twitter right now. He's gone off his rocker on Twitter at Russell right now.
Really?
That's not good. Yeah,
beautiful. But, guys, the SEC, Kentucky almost got beat by Ole Miss. If that poor old guy who choked against Tennessee last year, Tyree, hit them 2-1-1s, Kentucky would have suffered a loss. The SEC, there's parity in the SEC. Anybody can beat anybody on a given night. And we just don't have that one player crunch time and make a play. I just go ahead and run everything with Muscovy on the ball because I don't see anybody out there that wants the ball. You can't go try to go to full force to Fulkerson at crunch time when you need a basket.
No. No. Muscovy needs to touch the ball every possession.
Well, I don't know, guys. Say W be back tomorrow. Is he going to call him sick again and then call in at 5:20 again?
No. I feel pretty certain Russell will be back tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I always love Philly and his phone calls. It always tends to play out like this in some sort of manner or not. Bear, what in the hell is going on down there?
Where?
Oh, okay, nothing. Nothing's going to change for another 45, 50 minutes.
Probably.
Get the same running order unless somebody slicks out right here.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
Are you about to say a smart-ass comment, John, about NASCAR? Watch your mouth.
I mean, it's just, it's
riveting.
Might have to go make another digital commercial when I get done with you.
Whoa. It's like watching Dan Marino
what's
last
wrong with
year.
The dental commercials?
Nothing. I thought it was good.
It's just rude.
You might need to stop by the dentist. What's riveting, Bear?
It's not riveting. It's like watching Dan Marino that last year, watching this sport.
It's this track. Like Las Vegas.
Nah, I mean, all the races are. I mean, it's just they.
Wait till next year, I guess, when they do the new aero package.
Oh, that'll be, yeah. I'm sure it'll be dandy just like this aero package was. This aero package was supposed to fix the problems with the last aero
For a
package.
Guy that doesn't like racing and doesn't watch it so much, your eyes haven't come off that television for the last hour and a half.
I'm waiting for somebody to wreck.
We saw it. Did you see the truck race with the guy flipped over and he skidded about 200 yards on the top of his car?
I saw the replays. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I've never actually sat down and watched a truck race. But
you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's actually a little bit better than the big boys.
Yeah.
Because they're all equal, pretty much.
I like ARCA.
ARCA's pretty fun.
But yeah, you still got drivers there that'll get in situations where they're, you know, completely over their head.
ARCA's like single-A baseball.
Who's the new – I heard the Talk Sports guys talking about –
Haley Deegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the new thing for NASCAR. They're pushing her.
I'm sure they are.
18 years old.
I guarantee there's going to be 42 drivers that are push her, too. They'll push her right into every wall on the circuit.
She said that.
What?
She said people are going to be coming after her to, you know –
I don't think they'll come after her just because, I mean –
Yeah, in a sense of if she gets close or something like that, they're going to
– they're going to dump her.
Right. And then she also said a lot of cup drivers have reached out to her and slid in her DMs already. She said that on a live show.
Huh.
She said, yeah, a lot of cup drivers have already tried to slide into my DMs once I hit 18.
Can't hate the game, man. Don't hate the game.
Love to know who those cup drivers are.
Yeah, I would too because the last time I checked, most of these guys were married.
Exactly.
Maybe they're just trying to extend a
helping
hand.
Bubba married? Bubba's got a long-standing girlfriend.
I hope you maybe need to call Bubba now.
Yo, Bubba. Bubba.
Surely Bubba wouldn't.
Bubba.
No, Bubba's not stupid
VFL
enough to
Bubba.
Do something like that again.
Big ball fan.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. He's so on and off. He's like a...
on and off ball fan?
No, he's pretty... not on and off. I just think he...
He's pretty consistent.
He doesn't have a lot of time to watch it during the season. You know what I mean? Like, he practices. They practice on Saturdays.
Well, yeah,
He'd love to come to games, but can't get to the spot early in the, back and forth, you know. And
that doesn't mean he's less of a Vol fan.
Can't watch a lot of it on TV. But he roots for him.
What about these hardworking guys that can't get off work on Saturdays to go to the games, Trey?
God bless.
Are they less of a Vol fan because they can't go to the game?
I didn't say that. He enjoys it. He was at a basketball game earlier this season, so try to get in town as much as they can. Let's take a break. Come back on the other side. I'm going to throw John Tyler out the door, then we'll come back outside and we'll wrap this thing up. This is The Drive. We're on Fox Sports Knoxville, I think.
The Drive. Hot takes galore. This is The Drive.
Eight to go. Denny Hamlin, Stenhouse, Kyle Busch, Truex, Ross Chastain running in your top five.
Oh, Ross is in the top five?
If you could tell me what Ross does after every race he wins, I'll give you all the money in my wallet.
Does a backflip off his car?
No.
Chugs a beer?
No.
Prays?
Smashes a watermelon.
That was my next guess.
Yeah, exactly. Plays out well. It's been fun.
Good old Ross.
Yeah, 8 to go. Just kind of wrapping up today. Tomorrow, Tennessee will play Vanderbilt 6:30. Tickets are definitely still on sale. Thompson Bowling Arena, as the SEC season. So I'm just trying to figure out just a second ago without looking. Tennessee plays who on Saturday? They're going on the road to Auburn?
Auburn.
Yeah, they go on the road to Auburn. Okay. So you got to beat Vanderbilt tomorrow night. Got to beat Vanderbilt.
You have to.
Because you ain't going down to Auburn and winning. I mean, that's going to be tough. I mean, there's some teams that can, but going to that arena, it's tough.
You might can.
You can if there's low energy.
Was the Missouri game at Auburn?
No.
Okay.
It was in Missouri.
They might could do it. You don't know.
In front of 2,000 or 3,000 fans. Actually, there was a good crowd.
Got to have faith, man. Got to have faith in the Vols. Even though I was down on Barnes today, I still have faith that he's the right guy for the job, and I still think that we can win a couple of games we're not supposed to.
I feel like I need to put you in like some kind of shock therapy for your takes.
Man, I'm sorry. I have opinions.
What color suit are we thinking he's going with tomorrow? Stackhouse.
Oh, goodness. He's color? Never going back. He's going plain. Gray or black?
He wore all black first on the play.
He's not ever going back to that green. That green will be in his closet, never to be seen again.
He looked like the Riddler.
Unless a Halloween next year.
Well, if that's like his thing from now on, just like
wearing wild suits. Yeah, we can't win, but I'm going to get as much attention as I can.
Who is the NBA reporter who did that?
He's dead now.
Yeah, I know.
Why are we going to talk about them? I can't remember. From TNT, the TNT guy.
Yeah. Craig.
Craig Siever.
Nope.
No. Sagan?
Sagan. Carl Sagan. Sagan.
Carl Sagan. Okay. Told y'all.
Carl Sagan wrote, he's a science fiction writer.
Happy birthday, General Neyland, again.
Revolutionized
Tennessee's athletics.
So what?
Never lost to Vanderbilt.
Never lost to Vanderbilt.
Y'all know what's going on this Saturday.
Never lost to Bear Bryant.
Y'all know what this Saturday is, right?
Mm-mm.
Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury.
It's a big, big rematch.
Saturday night.
Boxing.
On pay-per-view. If you follow me, I'll give you the area for the stream.
Oh.
Nah, yeah, none of y'all.
Report trade of the...
Okay, report me. Saturday night, a big-time matchup in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as the Kentucky Wildcats travel to LSU. 9 o'clock tip, ESPN.
Why is it so late?
Because it's 8 o'clock Central in Baton Rouge. That's not late.
It'll be a big game. That's a big game, dude.
That's a huge game. I think game day's going there.
Is that for first place in the SEC?
Yeah, it'll be first place.
That's huge.
Actually, no. Auburn's. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. That's tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
That's tomorrow. I thought I clicked Saturday on the schedule. That's tomorrow night. LSU, Kentucky. That's going to be fun.
Baton Rouge?
Yeah, Baton Rouge.
That place will be hopping.
Arkansas versus Florida in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Arkansas desperately needs a win. Coming off that last second tip loss. And then you've got Auburn and Georgia on Wednesday night.
Snoozer.
Texas A&M and Alabama. That's an interesting one for fourth. South Carolina and Mississippi State. Interesting games this week. I'm excited about that. That game tomorrow night is going to be fire. Kentucky LSU, even though they dropped that game.
So how many weeks away are we from the conference
tournament? So the conference tournament starts March 11th.
And then there's that week before where some of the conferences.
Yeah,
some of the conferences will start March 4th.
OVC will be that previous week. That'll be in Nashville.
Really?
Murray State own that one.
Yeah, Sun Belt will be before that. Big South Conference will be before that. SoCon like to get them out the week. They want to get them out of the way because they get more viewing on ESPN.
They don't have to go up against
the big conferences,
guys. And that's what I'm excited about because a couple of them will get carried on CBS as well.
I missed the Big East tournament.
Yeah, the big playing in New York, Madison Square Garden.
Was it
UConn, Kemba Walker.
Man, that how many overtimes was it?
Six overtimes, I think it was. Kemba Walker with a step back.
Yeah, the Big East. Rip.
No, it was fun. But I think this year is going to be a good time as well. I love watching the conference tournaments. I don't really care which round it is. The best part about it is we get basketball on Mondays and Tuesdays, and it leads into the rest of the week. The SEC tournament, it'll start that Wednesday.
I love watching the small schools like Vermont, those and those small gyms playing.
See, I keep an eye like in the Big South Conference, like Winthrop, Coastal Carolina, teams like that, because one of them's going to make a run. I mean, either way, you're going to find somebody that's going to make a run like we've seen over the last couple of years. I don't think we'll ever see like a UMBC thing again against Virginia. I think the country has learned their lesson from that when it comes to basketball teams. But now I'm interested to see if San Diego State's going to go undefeated through the regular season. That's a pretty cool story. I mean, it is. And
do you see there's three power five, I mean, group of five schools in the top top 10? That's a big deal.
Checkered flag comes out in stage two. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Ricky Stenhouse, Martin Truex, and Ross Chastain. So we've got.
Come on, Ross.
One more stage to go, Bear? Yeah, it's three stages.
Yeah, that's the last one.
So we'll have about 60 laps to go after the cautions and everything come out. So Denny Hamlin taking the lead tomorrow. We'll be rolling along. Tennessee basketball tomorrow night. Russ will be back. Hope everybody has a good evening. Be safe out there. Overtime's coming up next. For Bear, John, Hayden, I'm Trey. Peace. The Drive.